As a part of its St. John Votes 2026 initiative, St. John-based social planning organisation, the Human Development Council, is running a number of candidates' forums to enable candidates to communicate their platforms directly to voters. Monday, April 20th saw the first of the forums at Uptown's Kent Theatre for candidates running to become at-large councillors, responsible for the city as a whole. The meeting, hosted by Executive Director of the Human Development Council, Randy Hatfield, included six of the eight candidates: incumbent councillor Gary Sullivan, Tamara Steele, Bola Schleiter, Jerry Irish, Gina Hooley, and Dave Conzi Connell. The other two candidates, Robert Hayes and Randall Goodwin, were not in attendance. The topics of discussion included issues significant to St. John's, including housing and homelessness, poverty, accessibility, and population growth. Gary Sullivan was the first to introduce his platform.
There are a few initiatives I believe will help move our city forward. Continued focus on fair taxation in the city, including residential property tax rates, continued focus on the best possible electricity rates and water meters so that residents can have more control over their water bill. My ask of council will also be to send a letter to the province to ask the Department of Transportation to install fencing on the Reversing Falls Bridge to reduce the rates of suicide in our city.
I love St. John. I have lived here my entire life. My dad grew up here. I hope my kids stay here. I want this to be a city for all of us. We have been spending money on affordable housing projects as a municipality because we can move a whole lot faster than the province and the feds. Somebody mentioned speeding up things for developers. That's why we're moving towards electronic permitting. We do need developers to be able to pull the trigger and move faster on their projects. If somebody's putting a millions and millions, and now we're talking billions in some projects in St. John, projects in a neighborhood, there should be a policy that makes sure that that community receives direct benefit from that project. Because we need the community to welcome, because we need housing at all levels. This is a wonderful city. We have so much to offer. I'm willing to offer four more years to help the city move forward. I think I've been effective in the time that I have served.
Hi, I'm Tamara Steele. I've worked here in St. John as a journalist for the better part of 20 years. I've been with the government the last 3 years. Things have really changed in the last few years, and I think overall it's very positive, but there are also a lot of challenges too. I live north, and I think my neighborhood has incredible potential for development. It'd be great to see development where an idle building sits or an empty lot, but I would worry that it would become unaffordable for the people that live there now. So I'd really love to see truly mixed housing in my neighborhood and in many neighborhoods, so it's affordable to live in this beautiful city. It's really interesting being on the other side of this, of being a news reporter in St. John for many, many years. I'd normally be the person on the other side. I'm actually very serious when it counts, and I would be as a counselor at large. As a former journalist, I love research, so I would do my homework. I would talk to all the players, and I'd advocate with knowledge and compassion. I covered council a few times over the years, and it's very important to people what's happening at this level.
I'm Bola Schleiter. I chose St. John 4 years ago because I believe St. John is a city worth rebuilding. The problem I want to address is the price that we have to pay to live in St. John. The built environment is making the city unaffordable for the public and unmaintainable to the city. Homelessness is only the tip of the iceberg. Renters are a renovation away from ending up on the street. We need to make St. John resilient. We had a livable city once, and we tore it down in the name of progress. Homelessness is a serious problem, but it's just the bottom of a funnel where people are just dropping to the streets. So I think we should both try to stop that decline that ends up costing many people their homes. And when it comes to the urgent problem of housing those who don't have anything, looks like the vacancy rate in St. John is rising now at 4%, and vacancy rate in social housing projects is at 5%. So maybe there are already units out there that could be repurposed to house those who cannot pay their rent. From what I learned, rent for a month in an average apartment in St. John is less than what we spend on a bed at a shelter. So I'm all for housing first projects.
My name is Jerry Irish. Working on council, I'm looking to listen, understand, and then act on behalf of all St. Johners. My work experience includes building a small renovation company, building that into a property management company that allows me to understand the struggles that people in St. John now find themselves in. We need relief. I have a plan for housing that reflects the needs of St. Johners, supported by addiction, mental health, and accessibility services. One of the things that I'm passionate about and support is wanting to become more environmentally friendly in St. John. St. John has a great action plan for building on their environment here, and I think we can continue to do that and strengthen it. We want to be able to build that for our future and make sure our future generations have that clean air, clean water, and clean land. A good transit system is going to keep people up and running, keep people getting to work on time and being able to work within a budget, not having to have two cars. And it keeps cars off the road, which goes to keeping greenhouse gases lower. And a good transit system is good for a working economy in St. John.
So my name is Gina. I am a single mother and I am an independent business owner. I work as a realtor in the city of St. John. I've spent many times with many organizations volunteering. I look forward to being able to continue to serve my community in different ways. And I believe that public safety and accountability, which go hand in hand, are very crucial right now in our community because people stay where they feel safe. It was statistically reported this year that 41.6% of residents who live within St. John live with a disability. Some of them are physical capacities, some of them are intellectual. They vary for everybody. So let's talk about accessibility for everybody, even those without a disability, for a second. Public transit. There's residents that live in Redhead, taxpayers, communities, people even with disabilities. They don't have access to public transportation right now. People experience health issues and their licenses get revoked. Newcomers are not issued driver's licenses immediately either. So if we can expand on accessibility, which they've done a great job a few years back, St. John Transit implemented what they call the Flex Bus. So I'm not sure what kind of solutions we can look at to get that Flex Bus out to the residents in Redhead that I keep hearing from. It would still give people with no other option an option to be accessible within the city.
My name is Dave Conzi Connell. And I'm running in the fact that I've reached out numerous times to numerous council people and no one's ever gotten back to me. So transparency is going to be huge with me. If someone emails me or calls me or even talks to me on the street, I'm definitely going to call, email you back. There's lots of stuff in St. John that I love. This city is beautiful. It's absolutely gorgeous. I think if we can go further along with the waterfront, what's going on, this place would be a superb place for anybody to come. I mean, there's lots of other issues in around the city, but basically I'm here for everything and everybody. If I get into the council chambers, I would try to push for more of a response from the businesses in town that possibly could help out, fundraising things or whatever, what have you. I'm on the committee at the Aquatic Center, and we've been pushing around the idea of Chase the Ace. Seems to be quite popular, especially down in Charlotte County and other areas in the province. Something has to be done at all levels.
The audio was taken from the recording of the meeting on the Human Development Council YouTube channel. Further candidates' forums take place until April 28th, and the municipal elections take place on Monday, May 11th. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Co for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.